The iconic Dúnmharuithe Theatre, or Parish Hall as it was originally known, was once the hive of community activity in Wexford town, hosting show bands, pantos and drama festivals. There are now, though, plans to demolish it, all as part of Wexford County Council's urban revitalisation project. But while the glory days of the now shuttered theatre might be over, for many in Wexford, memories live on, as Della Kilroy found out this week.
Thanks. Hi, Paul.
How's it going?
How are you, hon?
Grand sound, just running from the train station.
Right.
Well, the front of the theatre is very interesting, Della, because a lot of people don't know it's actually a house originally, torn down and made into a theatre in the 1960s. So the outside is a little bit worse for wear, but it still has some TLC in it, like the hand-painted sign that's been that way for many, many years. It used to say Parish Hall, now it says Dúnmharuithe Theatre. So it has changed over the years, but the atmosphere hasn't changed, Della. Neither has everybody's sort of feeling about it in their hearts in Wexford. So we were very lucky to have it for as long as we did.
I'm on Wexford's South Main Street with Paul Walsh. You might not have heard of the Dúnmharuithe Theatre, but it was once the heart of the community here, from 1960 to when it closed its doors for good in 2020. For Paul, the theatre's been a big part of his life.
So my mam went to her older disco. My dad was one of the stewards and she fell on her butt and she was picked up by Tony Walsh from Bride Street, and about 2 years later they were married. So I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Dúnmharuithe to start with. When I was an 11-year-old, I started being put to watch the drama festival here. It's where I learned my craft. I'm a director and an actor by trade and by passion. I have my wedding photographs here. I met my other two best friends here. So it's a big part of my life. I'm a bit passionate about it, Della, as you might be able to tell.
The building is set for demolition this spring as part of Wexford's ambitious regeneration plans, something that's taken a while for Paul to get used to.
I'd be sad. Like I said, my grandmother sang here. My dad was on the backstage team here since the day it opened. He met Roy Orbison and every Irish star there ever was on that stage. So, I mean, it will be a sad day. I do feel like it's inevitable now, but so, you know, it's just replaced as part of my soul. That's the kind of bottom line on it, really. Definitely there'll be a twinge in the heart.
Over the years, the theatre played host to show bands, dances, pantos and festivals. Some of those involved have gathered to share their memories.
Hello, you're Della.
How are you? How are
you? Well, you know, played a huge part in my life. Thursday night was the magic night for me. I'd lived a week to go to that dance and see those bands.
A love like that, by local playwright Billy Roach, was the last play performed in Dúnmharuithe. But for Billy, he was a regular at the hall in his teens long beforehand.
When I was 17, and we had our suits and our mod haircuts, and so about 1,000 people would have danced in that hall, and half of them were girls my age. It was brilliant, you know. So, you know, I suppose we were all looking for our partners, really. You know, if you got on well with a girl, a fellow would say, would you like a cup of tea or a nice cream or what? If she said yes, then you had a fighting chance, you know. So, it's
Mairead Sinnott was a festival director.
I've just brought down some of the programmes from the different drama festivals, and I was just remarking that we had 3 Billy Roach's plays all in the one festival. Billy himself is amazed here. Mm. But we had Wexford doing Poor Beast in the Rain, and then Wayside Players, they did The Cavalcaders, and then Ballycogley Players did On Such As We. So we were just saying to Billy, he made a fortune in royalties that year.
I think they were the first amateurs.
She remembers the time when the drama was unscripted.
There was it, what's the lane called? There, this Oyster Lane, yeah, where they obviously used to bring the oysters up from the sea in Wexford. Yeah. So there was a side entrance door, which went to our detriment one year, Della, in that the marvellous Nancy Byrne from Gory Little Theatre was on stage in the middle of Happy Birthday, Dear Alice. But we had a very unwelcome visitor. Across the stage ran the rat. I will never forget it for as long as I live.
Nancy Byrne took this huge pause. The rat was swept out the door. The door was closed. And Nancy went, "No!" and went on with the play.
We're over here.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
How are things?
I'm surviving.
Sean Kinsella fundraised to open the theatre, and he still remembers the opening night.
I have the opening night concert there.
a concert by the Artane Boys Band.
So this is the first opening night.
For the opening concert, there was 10 shillings, 7 and 6, 5 shillings and 2 and 6 in the gods. It'll give you an idea.
So this is you with your suit on and the last few cans of 7. Suit,
yes. That was the last two cans of 7 up. Maybe I was getting 7. I might have given them away.
He was in charge of the sweet shop for 60 years and shows me photos from his last day in the theatre.
That was my last day in the shop, and that was the little bell used to ring for the intervals there, and it had been handed back to me. I still have it.
Because that was such a huge part of your life, Sean. What was the last day like?
Well, I still miss it.
I was just saying, Sean, I wouldn't say anything behind your back. It always hit your face. And that bell had been there since day one, and Sean walked out with it. And he was clapped out of Dunmore. I still get hairs on the back of my neck thinking about it. This guy is a legend. He's an absolute legend.
Oh, sure. Went over my head anyway. I know I'm in a lot of things, and I suppose I'm a single man and I can afford to give time. But it began to dwindle a good bit. And I suppose, looking back on it, we probably would have been closed anyway with the COVID.
So for each of you, when you walk by and something else will be there, what will you think or how will you feel?
I think it'll always remember the Dunmore Theatre or the Parish Hall. It'll always bring back memories for our present generation.
The thing I won't forget about it more than anything else, and all the stuff I've said to you, is the smell of it, am I right? There's a smell of grease paint, but when you walked into Dunmore, I had that feeling that nowhere else ever had. And I think that's what I'll miss the most. You walked in and you could almost sense the history. You know, the Roy Orbisons and the Christa Bergs. There was a magical sense of weight and gravitas to the building that even though it was crumbling, it still had. It felt a little bit like a theatrical cathedral. And I don't think that'll ever be replaced. And that's what I'll keep in my heart.
The passing of a local landmark. That's actor and director Paul Walsh ending Della Kilroy's report from Wexford there.